First John chapter 3. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. 1 John 3:1. This manner of love came from heaven. When we think of the immensity of God's love for these little earthen vessels, words fail us. God has bestowed such love upon us that we can be called the sons of God. When you take your place as a son of God and count it so, telling your friends, the world will not know you. The world didn't know the Son of God, and when we make it manifest that we are the sons of God, live it, act it, and live separated, the world will not applaud us. We can have fellowship with Christ in his rejection. We are approved of the living God. Believe it and rejoice in it. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. 1 John 3:2. We look like anyone else, but we are not an ordinary people. We are the sons of God. Right now, his appearance is becoming manifest inwardly in us, but no one sees that now. Jesus is coming. He is going to appear, and we are going to appear with him. We are going to have bodies like unto his glorious body. Philippians 3:21. Fact 1. Looking for Christ. In this chapter, we have several facts, and the first fact is in verse 2, looking for Christ. This chapter is also in the third division of this epistle, and that division is the manifestation of the fruit of the children of God. The first fruit is mentioned in the first fact as the sons of God. We are looking for the Lord. Fact 2. Purifying themselves. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth, or separates himself, even as he is pure or separated. 1 John 3:3. This is the second fact or fruit, separating themselves from everything that would defile them in the world, purifying themselves. Those who are manifestly the sons of God are not worldly in any sense of the word. They are so separated that other people cannot even stand them. This proved they are the sons of God. When Christ was on the earth, he was separate from this world, and even though he was with the fishermen, yet in his spirit he walked alone, but was doing everything to help everyone. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. 1 John 3:4. We have an old man who sometimes acts up. You know very well by your own experiences and everyone else's that there is failure sometimes until we learn to control that old man and step on him. We are going on to perfection, and God tells us that. Don't take any excuses for your old man. Count him dead. God makes no excuses for him whatsoever. The new man never sins. If there is any sin, it is in the old man showing off, but as we count him dead, he ceases showing himself off. There is a victory that we can have if we assert ourselves as the sons of God. Fact 3. Abiding in him. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. 1 John 3:5-6. As we hold our place in Christ as the new creation, we will not sin, be proud, or lifted up when we abide in him. Verse 6 is the third fact, abide in him. That is why we can bear this fruit. One cannot be sinning and abiding at the same time. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. 1 John 3:7. God is righteous, and as we abide in him, we will be righteous and show our righteous life out all of the time. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3:8. He conquered the devil when he triumphantly arose from the dead, and we have that victory. We can abide in him, live in him, trust in him to keep us faithful. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. 1 John 3:9. When we do fail, who is it that is doing it? It is the old creation. The seed of God remains in us, and the new man cannot sin. Fact 4. Children of God doing good. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. 1 John 3, verses 10 and 11. This is the fourth fact. The children of God are doing good, not just placidly, but doing good no matter where they are. The proof of it is to love one another and to show it out. We can love and pray for those who have gone away, have lost the victory, or given up the truth. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. 1 John 3, verses 12 and 13. If you live your life perfectly before God, those who are not yielding to God, especially those of the old creation, will not love you. The world hated Christ. John 15, verse 18. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. 1 John 3, 14. In this new life there is love for each other. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. 1 John 3, verses 15 and 16. Cain hated his brother before he killed him. Do we say that we love the brethren? Then are we willing to do something for our brother, or are we just talking? Just talking doesn't get very far with God if we do not mean it. This is testing our profession. We must possess what we profess. See verse 16. Fact number 5. Love indeed. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. 1 John 3, verses 16 through 18. This is the fifth fact, love indeed. Do not say it if you are not doing it or living for God. He that says it should manifest the fruit of it. People who love this way and do good, having all the manifested fruit, are the sons of God in this sense. Mark these things and see if they are true of you. If your heart does not condemn you, then you are manifesting the fruit that you are a son of God. Fact number 6. Know we are of the truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God. 1 John 3, verses 19 through 20. This is the sixth fact. We know that we are of the truth. God knows when we are telling the truth. Fact number 7. Prayers are answered. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. 1 John 3, verses 22 and 23. Here is the seventh fact. Our prayers are answered. These commandments are the word of God. They are not the Ten Commandments. We are not under the law. We are under marvelous, glorious grace. God can do anything but fail. Are you doing those things that are pleasing in God's sight?